Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode here on Channel 9 of Cloud Solution Innovators, the show where we highlight developers and partners that are building new solutions in the Microsoft Cloud. My name is Keith Mayer. I'm a senior technical evangelist at Microsoft for the Azure Cloud Platform, and today we have a couple special guests with us, Alan and Lynn from August Systems. Hi, Alan. Hi, Lynn. How are you today?
We're great.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. Hey, before we get started, Alan and Lynn, do you want to spend just a couple minutes introducing yourself to the viewers today, your name, title, and role at for each of you at August Systems?
Sure. I'm Alan Nelson, Director of Operations at August Systems.
And my name is Lynn Batty, and yes, that's right, Batty, B as in boy, A-T-T-Y. I'm the Product Manager for CareOne.
Great. Well, I know that August Systems has been in business and operation for quite a while now. What type of solutions has your company traditionally focused on?
We focus on agency administration software for the home care industry to provide all of the agencies across the United States and Canada the ability to manage caregivers providing services in the client's home.
Oh, okay, great. So home health care coordination type solutions,
yes.
Is that right? Okay,
yes.
Great.
And
great.
Administration and all of the Medicare, Medicaid billing aspects and everything else that goes along with the whole home care agency administration field.
Great. Well, I understand that you've got a new solution that you've recently launched, CareOne. Can you tell us a little bit more about this latest offering?
Yes, CareOne is a brand new ground up Microsoft Azure-based application that was built with current modern technology, Microsoft SQL Server, Microsoft .NET as the development platform, utilizing all of the features from the legacy VisitWizard product, but also giving the caregivers and the agency owners the ability to access the application through any browser-enabled device or smartphone that they have access to.
Wow, great. And you had mentioned that the solution has been built on the Azure platform. What type of value have you seen with Azure as your cloud platform? What made you decide on leveraging Azure versus the other cloud platforms out there?
Azure's really given us the flexibility and the stability that we were looking for. We evaluated other platforms. One of the things we really like about Azure is Microsoft is able to manage the environment behind the scenes, all of the server administration, application updates, the SQL administration, so we can really focus on the development of new features and leave the IT administrative tasks on the Microsoft platform.
Gotcha. Well, that's great. And I know I'm really anxious to see CareOne in action. I'm sure our viewers are as well. Alan and Lynn, would you be able to walk us through a brief demo of CareOne so we can get a better feel for how it works?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So we're going to go ahead and give you a quick demo of our CareOne product by August Systems. When the user or administrator signs on, the first thing that they'll come to is their homepage. And we like to think of the homepage as a dashboard. Allows the user a quick pictorial view of what's currently happening within the software. As you can see, we have several graphs and or pie charts that indicate currently in real time what's going on within the organization. I have a representation of completed visits, visits that are unassigned, so that as an agency manager I can say, ooh, I have a large percentage of visits that are unassigned. I need to talk to my scheduler and find out why. Down at the bottom we also have more of a Excel spreadsheet type view of statistics, visits by week, billable hours, if we're interested in how many hours we're scheduling versus how many that we can bill for, and then basically a ratio of clients to employees per day. What I'd really like to show you is the schedule. I think that's one of the most important tools within CareWin. As a scheduler coming to the screen, I want to know within a quick glance which ones are in jeopardy. We have created a color legend, as I stated just a couple seconds ago. And our color legend indicates if they're orange, we are in jeopardy. Jeopardy means, again, we have no employee scheduled to see that visit. So as I'm looking at the schedule, I see three visits that are in jeopardy. That means I need to have an action done by the scheduler. I need to find somebody to do those visits. You also see things orange with barber pole. This means that these two visits over here have had changes to them because the employee has had changes to their availability. In other words, they no longer can do the shift because they either have gone on vacation or have become ill and no longer can work that particular shift. The other color you see here is another representative of orange, but he's got a little bit of a white background. That indicates that this visit is in a conflict. All of these six visits, the three true orange, the three with barber pole, require some type of action done by the scheduler. The other colors represented here indicate, I have completed visits, which is the dark teal. I also have a representation of a visit started by our electronic visit verification program, Clockwork, which I'll go through in a minute. The other color you see here is yellow, which means that the visit's been canceled. So as a scheduler, I don't need to worry about any of those visits. I just need to concentrate on the orange ones. The last color you see represented here really is just visits with a white background. Those visits mean, okay, we're just waiting for the employee to arrive at the visit and start the visit using Clockwork. One of the other things I'd like to show you within our schedule is our Find Available tool. Our Find Available tool is probably one of our strongest options that you have within CareWin. It allows you to take a visit and find an employee who is available to see this client. CareWin uses a proprietary algorithm to recommend the most appropriate caregiver for the selected visit based on skills, need, and availability. So we're going to go ahead and assign one of those employees using Find Available to an unassigned visit. So I double-clicked on the visit. This opens up our visit detail screen. Over lower right corner, we have a button that says Find Available. When I click on Find Available, the system opens up with this grid. And this grid has multiple information points on it: name of the employee, the skill level, whether or not they're available, depending on the entry on the availability screen, zones, whether they're familiar to the client or not, which could be important from a scheduler's perspective to determine who they want to send. We also can tell whether or not our individual employees want to receive notifications via text message. So I could go through this list and click on Mr. Woodrow Wood and actually send him a text message saying this visit is available, do you want to take it? And if he responds and says, yes, I can take it, I can go in and assign him to the visit. So I'm just going to click on Woodrow because he meets all the criteria, and I'm going to select and I'm going to close. And now that visit that was over here orange before has now been assigned to him, and he's going to go ahead and take the visit. One of the other things that I'd like to show you is our caregiver portal. I think anybody who goes out and invests in software looks for two things. One, to become more efficient by using a tool, and also ways to cut expenses. As we all know, agencies are looking for ways to cut those expenses, and with using our caregiver portal, we believe they can do that by decreasing the amount of mail that they send out. Our caregiver portal is designed to allow the employees or caregivers to see their own schedule, and it's real time. So as long as they have access to a tablet, a smartphone, a laptop, or even a home computer, they can see their schedule at any time. So I've signed on as an employee, and This is the first screen that he comes to. It's his schedule. As you can see, it's a monthly calendar view. It's representing his schedule for the month of June. It shows visits that he's already been completed. That's in the dark teal color we'd seen before. We have some that are started. We have some that obviously have a barber pole. We talked about those a little bit earlier and how those would be fixed. As again, if he is having real-time access to his schedule, he could see visits that he's already completed earlier in the day. Along with having a caregiver portal, we have also created a client portal. So the view would be very similar to the we just saw, where the client would be able to have access in real time to their schedule. They could see the days of the week that they would have visits occurring and who is actually coming to visit them. It's identical to what we just saw in the caregiver portal, but we have that as well for our clients. The last topic I'd like to talk about is our electronic visit verification. What is EVV? EVV is the process by which an employee calls in using a client phone number to either start and or stop the visit. It's real time, so if you call in at 10 o'clock in the morning to start a visit, then on the schedule, the visit shows light teal as I see here. Once the visit is done and you clock out, then the visit becomes dark teal. Again, that's real time. So as a scheduler, you can see who is at the visit and started, and who has completed their visits for the day, and then who basically hasn't shown up yet. Again, using real time. We've taken that process one step further by actually creating a mobile app using GPS functionality that can be used again on a tablet or a mobile or a smartphone, so that using the GPS coordinates, you can validate that the employee is at the location that he says he is, and he can start or stop the visit.
Wow, Lynn, that was a great demo of CareWhen. I can really see the value it provides for helping to coordinate the entire ecosystem across home healthcare solutions. Where can viewers go if they want to learn more about CareWhen or other solutions from August Systems?
They can get access to information at www.carewhen.com or email sales@august-systems.com.
Okay, great. And we'll be sure to include links to both of those websites down at the bottom of the page that all of our viewers are watching today's show on. So that's great. Well, Alan, Lynn, thanks so much for joining us today. It was a pleasure having you on the show. Really love your solution.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Great. And thank you, everyone, for watching and tuning in today as well. We hope to see you on our next episode of Cloud Solution Innovators right here on Channel 9. Thanks, everybody. Have a great rest of your day.